It's 8:42 on a Monday morning with the Musers. Cowboys beat the Jets yesterday in the Meadowlands. And joining us now to talk about that big win is the Cowboys owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Hey, good morning. Good morning to you. It's a good morning from me. It's a good morning for the Cowboy fans and for all those that are betting that Aaron Glenn won't finish the season as head coach. Just a good morning all around. But henceforth and here too far out from here, positivity is a thing that we have and we do and we are. And we have, and we are, and we do. And I'm not being trite. I'm actually now being untrite. Untrite.
Okay.
I'm smiling. I'm totally smiling when I'm saying that.
Well, you're in a good mood this morning.
I am.
So how do you like playing in the Meadowlands?
Hate it. I hate playing in that there Meadowlands stadium. You know, the Giants games are bad enough, but Jets fans are worse because they're meaner. They're like a bunch of twitchy drifters that have nothing left to lose or something. They're always on edge, you know. You're always dodging murder on the way to your suite up there. I even had to flip a few of them off. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, we did see that. Why did you flip off the Jets fans like that?
They were accusing me of caring about the well-being of gate agent's baby. And that offended me and Gene.
Accusing you of caring.
Yeah, they accused me of caring about that baby.
What a shoehorn that is.
Well, let's talk football. Were you happy with how your offense yesterday basically?
I was. Okay. I did. But, of course, we have to keep in mind that was the Jets we were playing. You know, that's the NFL's version of elevator music, basically. But I mean, hell, we might have been able to score the exact same number of points. We've been playing the South Lake Carroll Dragons, but well, actually, maybe not. I don't know who's better, South Lake or the Jets.
Well, probably the Jets. They're an NFL team.
Okay, so. All right. Well, I'll take your word for it. I'm not much of a football guy.
Yeah, we know.
Okay. We've been asking for this guy to get some playing time, and your linebacker, Maris Leofau, finally got some time, and he made some plays yesterday. He's played well these last couple of weeks.
Wait, that's how you pronounce his name?
Yeah.
You know how I pronounce it?
How?
35. 35, that's all you can say.
Right? Yeah, I guess you can fall back on that.
I'm very impressed with him. Very impressed. I mean, he hits harder than a gate agent lawsuit.
Oh, my gosh.
That'll knock you on your ass.
Well, were you worried about this game beforehand because you were missing so many of your regular starters?
I was very worried. As you know, almost our entire offensive line was on the bench yesterday.
Yep.
And it had gotten so bad that I was almost about to start recruiting people off Craigslist to fill out that O-line for Sunday. And they performed very well. I was very happy, and I saw a very strong message being sent out there, and that message was, I might be able to save a lot of money on an offensive line.
Don't get that.
You're
message.
Always looking to save money.
Well, and the defense had some moments too. Five sacks. They looked a lot better in some cases yesterday. They did have some moments though, like giving up that long drive to start the game.
Yeah, that made me a little nervous. You know, the first part of this season. Now, let me just say this.
Okay.
Now, I'm just going to say this.
All right.
First part of this season, our defense has been about as hard to watch as one of Jerry Jr.'s spelling bees. and I'm talking single-syllable words being misspelled horribly.
Yeah.
But thankfully, Coach Eberflush.
Eberflus.
Everstuff. He was finally able to put something together that resembled an actual NFL pass rush, and I was very proud of him.
Yeah.
Very proud of him. And now, it always helps you look better when you're playing against a group that is an NFL franchise in name only, and that's what the Jets are. I'm very pleased, George. Very pleased.
Well, good.
So they mentioned this on the broadcast. Your running back, your rookie, Jaden Blue, he had an incident with blisters this week wearing those Louis Vuitton cleats that he couldn't wear in the game. What'd you think about that?
Well, first of all, and I'm smiling when I'm answering you on this because it is funny. But I was not even aware that Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton
made cleats.
I didn't either.
You know, Louis Vuitton's is a brand that I usually buy for Jean to get her to forget something I did. you know, like getting home at 4 a.m. with the stank of a 4 a.m. stripper on my pant leg.
Oh my gosh!
You know, when she's there rubbing herself on my pant leg like a dog that has worms.
Okay.
You know how that goes. But now that I'm aware of it, I think I'm going to look into some other products, like maybe some Ralph Lauren chin straps or some Yves Saint Laurent shoulder pads. We're going to get classy up in this bitch. We're going to get classy to go with our shoddy ball.
We can put it in the Cowboys Pro Shop, too. Probably.
Cowboys Pro Shop. We'll sell all that high-end stuff at a double markup. That's what I like. Did y'all like our football costumes that we was wearing?
Yeah, they weren't bad.
Yeah, they're okay. The unis, yeah.
Good. Charlotte picked those out.
Oh, good.
She said they'd go well with the pantsuit that she had picked to wear to Jet Stadium out there.
That's how we're doing it?
That's how we decide which uniforms to wear.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
All right,
sorry about that. Mark Sanchez just stabbed me.
What? Well, are you okay?
Hey, I'm fine, I think. Did you fellas see my new Dr. Pepper Fansville commercial?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that, didn't you, George?
George
over there laughing. Look at George over there. Guy's all glazed over. He's loving that commercial over there. I was doing some fine acting in that.
Not bad.
I'm a good actor.
Yeah, you kind of are.
Are, yeah.
Landman.
Yep.
And then this Fansville.
Mm-hmm.
And you want me to show you how good of an actor I am?
Sure.
Ask me if I care more about winning football than making money.
Okay. Do you care more about winning football or making money?
Yes. I care more about winning football. Oh, man, that's good. I studied under Strasburg. Stella Adler for that. No, look, I'm going to bring it down and tell you I'm about 3 years from the Grim Reaper and Satan showing up at the front door.
Well, we don't know that.
Gosh.
Claiming my morally bankrupt soul. So, I'll take a win. A win is a win.
That's right.
It's against the Jets or whoever. Shoddy ball's just getting started.
Shoddy.
Just getting started. Shoddy. We got shoddy. Shoddy up in the club right now. Good morning.
All right,
Jerry's
we'll
happy.
See you, Jerry.
Jerry's happy.
There goes Jerry, 850.